Well, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is urging voters to stick with her government, promising they'll see the benefits of its infrastructure program in the next term. But Labor's hoping for a come-from-behind victory on the back of voter fury, with projects like Sydney's football stadium demolition and the much-delayed construction of the city's light rail system. Our reporter Nick Grimm went to take a look at the project.
It's the soundtrack of the city. Jackhammers, buzzsaws and heavy machinery are constant presence as work continues on new rail projects like Sydney's underground metro. But it's the above-ground light rail that's really getting under everyone's skin.
Yeah, I think this inner city has been decimated from things from like lockout laws to it's a construction site. Even getting here, I live in the inner city and it took me probably about 30 minutes to get here, where it should only take me about five.
The light rail was originally due to be finished in time for today's state election, giving the Premier one of those golden ribbon-cutting opportunities to showcase a city transformed by new public transport. But it was delayed, and delayed again, much to the annoyance of voters.
A lot of disruption in the city at the moment. Do you think there's a lot of anger about that, that that's going to be a big factor in how people are voting?
I definitely think so, because the light rail has been going on for so many years by now, and we still don't have a clear deadline, I feel, not that I know of.
I think the light rail construction has been a disaster. I think a lot of businesses have suffered from it.
As barricades are gradually removed along the route, Sydney's George Street is once again becoming a thoroughfare attracting shoppers, buskers and lunchtime office workers. Business people here would generally be strong supporters of a coalition government facing re-election. This time, not necessarily.
This is a government with no positive story to tell.
Labor leader Michael Daly has been doing his best to capitalise on the voter anger. With support from independents, there's a good chance he could clinch minority government and maybe even a majority in its own right.
The media have been asking the question today about how it could be that the election would be so close with a government cashed up with $70 billion and supposedly a positive story to tell. And the answer is that they've wasted $14 billion of the $70 billion, that they're proceeding with unpopular and profligate policies like this.
And we really have a rhythm now in New South Wales. We're building projects.
It might be jackhammers setting the rhythm of life in Sydney right now, but Premier Gladys Berejiklian wants voters to focus on how good it will be when they're finally turned off.
And the way we're investing in infrastructure in a way that has never happened before in New South Wales gives people a taste of what's to come. And the next 4 years is really when a lot of these major projects will be completed, a lot of new ones will start, but communities will feel a sense of relief.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, that report from Nick Grimm.